Okay, back to 1 Samuel 16. Let's finish his life off. There's so much else here. He was on God's mind. He was, even though he was weak and insignificant and unknown, God was taking care of him. He was disciplined. He was available for God to use. Fourthly, David's life was empowered by the Lord. Look at verse 13. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel arose and went to Ramah. What does that mean? It means that David's life was empowered by the Lord. God empowers his servants. And what we see is this anointing, this special anointing. By the way, David was anointed three times. Right now, in private, in front of his family. Later, in front of Judah. And later, in front of all of Israel. Three anointings he had in his life. David's such a picture of Christ in every way. A shepherd, like Jesus is a good shepherd. There's so many parallels. But David was anointed. He had the empowering of the Lord as God has promised to empower his servants. Now, look at verse 18. David's life next was an example of godliness to others. And remember, others watch our lives. And what happened is Saul, in verse 14, has an evil spirit that God dispatched to trouble him because he was living in disobedience and sin. And Saul said, I need someone, in verse 17, that can minister to me. I need a musician that will help encourage me. And look at verse 18. And this shows that David's life was an example of godliness. Then one of the servants, that's one of Saul's servants, answered and said, look, I've seen a son of Jesse the Bethlehemite. He is skillful in playing. In other words, he'll take care of this music deal. He's a man of valor. He'll fit in around soldiers. He's a man of war. He knows the way. He's prudent in speech. He won't tell what he hears in the court. He's a handsome person. He won't stick out. But here's the most important. And the Lord is with him. Now, I wonder if people that see you, if you're young while you're at school, if you're not so young while you're in the job, and as you're older in your community and in your standing, do people notice? I mean, they notice the external things. Yeah, you know, he's a good athlete. He's brave. You know, he served time with his country. He speaks well. He dresses well. But do they see the last part of verse 18? The Lord is with him. You see, David's life was an example of godliness. It just showed. You can't cultivate this desire to make room in your life for the Lord. That's a beautiful hymn. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there's room. Remember, it's a Christmas song about there's no room for him in Bethlehem, but there's room in my life for you. That's what David's saying every day. He says, God, there's room in my life. I won't even go to sleep until I have time to meditate on you, to ponder you. He didn't have a study Bible. He probably didn't have any copy of the Bible. He had to write his own. Under the inspiration of God's Spirit, he wrote Psalms. He made room for God. And other people noticed it. Look at verse 19. His life displayed true humility. I like this. Therefore, Saul sent messengers to Jesse and said, send to me your son David. Listen, who is with the sheep? Now, what had just happened in verse 12? He was anointed to be the king of Israel. Now, I have a very vivid imagination. I can just imagine what I would have done. I mean, I would have put over my room, you know, future, home of, bedroom of future king of Israel, you know, and start charging admission, you know, for my seven brothers if they wanted to come visit me, you know. And I wouldn't have washed my hair for days, you know, leave that oil on there so everybody would know, you know, that I was going to be the king of Israel someday. Do you know what David did? Utterly humble. He said, thank you, Samuel. And he went right back to the sheep. He didn't take on airs. He didn't get the big head. He didn't walk around, you know, wear a badge saying, you know, one of the great young men of America, or Israel, I mean, and, you know, you want my autograph. It didn't go to his head. I mean, he was genuinely humble. He displayed true humility. He was right back with the sheep. He never neglected any of the responsibility he'd been given. Look at verse 23. His life also ministered to others. It produces comfort in others. And truly, one who thirsts after God will be one, and you and I can be those whose lives minister to others. Verse 23, and so it was, whenever the Spirit from God came on Saul, David would take a harp and play it with his hand. Then Saul would become refreshed as well, and the distressing spirit would depart from him. David's life was a ministry to others. we can be a ministry to others too, wherever we are, wherever we are. Wherever God has put us, He'll use our life.